All go, Dara. Yeah, we're starting Saturday the 2nd with our Saturday division. This time we have three divisions in Saturday this year, so we have our first division, second, and a new third division now this year. So there's a big change in Saturday football in Donegal. Yeah.
Yeah, just on that, I suppose the Sunday, if I'm right, is staying the exact same, but there is a new format now, a couple of teams extra going down and up in the Saturday.
There is. Well, as it turned out, I mean, we have three teams of 10, or sorry, three divisions of 10 on a Sunday, as we had last year. And then the Saturday division last year, where there was 12 in one division and 11 in the next. So we're seven new teams on board. So we gave a couple of options to clubs there at the last delegate meeting, and there was a couple of different permutations. We were going to go with three tens. We could have went with, you know, keep a 12 division team and so on in different divisions. But I think they kind of agreed that the fairest way to be would be to start out the new season as we ended the last season. So you've got 12 still in the Saturday first division. You have 11 in the second division, and the seven new teams are on their own in the third division. Now, it will mean that there'd be probably three teams going down from Division 1, three teams going down from Division 2, and only two being promoted. So after 2 years, we should have it structured so that you'll have 10, 10, and 10.
Yeah, just going on from that, I suppose, very good to have an extra seven teams coming into the Saturday League and to have that extra bit of competition.
Yeah, it's growth for us as a league. Yeah, it's actually, you know, it's making it more. I mean, for a long time there, we had two divisions of eight, 16 teams playing Saturday football for a good few years. Over the last number of years, there seems to be more of an appetite for Saturday football, and you know, and you have a lot of good junior clubs then that would want to strengthen, and they've too many for the one panel, so they're trying to provide football for other people in their club that would make in a game as well. So you're definitely, you know, those clubs are looking to put in reserve teams or set the Saturday teams in as well, and they're good strong clubs like Bonagie, Letterkenny Rovers would have two teams easily, you know, most of the time. Lagan Harps have a lot of good youth structure there, same as Drumkeen United, a good youth structure. Erin Wanderers took a break for a few years, so it's good to see them back. Gido United would be another club that would have a good underage thing, and they feel they have an outlet for more players playing senior football. So as a league, we have to provide that for them if at all possible.
And I think it was talked about before that some teams had applied before but they couldn't get in because of the lack of referees. I think there's been a bit of a build on that. There's a couple more into the league this year, is there?
There has. Well, we had five applications last year, and unfortunately we just weren't able to take any of them at all on board into the Saturday League last year. Just a lack of referees was the main reason. Number one, the Ulster Senior League was still going, so there was four or five officials gone off our pool of players, our pool of referees every weekend, and the aging referee association and the county were just struggling for numbers a little bit. Now, thanks be to God, they have increased their numbers and they got a few extra new referees coming up from schoolboy football, and this third division will be good for them to give them, you know, a little bit of experience refereeing at that level as well. So it'll integrate them hopefully, and their aim should be to push on to Sunday football then as well.